Defining objectives and developing an action plan are crucial steps in any accompaniment and coaching process. They help to clarify the direction to take, structure the approach, and mobilize the necessary resources to achieve the desired results. As a practitioner of divine feminine healing, you will be tasked with guiding your clients through this strategic phase that lays the foundations for their transformation. Defining objectives is a transition from dream to reality, from intention to realization. It's about turning a general aspiration into a specific, attainable goal. For objectives to be truly effective, they must meet several criteria, often summarized by the acronym SMART. Specific: the goal must be clear, precise, and formulated positively. Instead of, "I want to be less stressed," prefer, "I want to develop my capacity to manage my stress through daily meditation." Measurable: the goal should be quantifiable, with concrete indicators that will allow progress to be evaluated. For example, "I want to practice meditation for 20 minutes each morning for 1 month." Achievable: the goal must be realistic and achievable, taking into account existing resources and constraints. It should represent a stimulating challenge without being discouraging. Relevant: the goal must be in harmony with the individual's values and deep-seated aspirations. It must make sense and foster commitment. Time-bound: the goal must have a clear deadline, a time frame within which it will be achieved. This creates a positive sense of urgency and helps maintain motivation. By assisting your client with defining her SMART objectives, you help her move from a vague vision to a clear and inspiring roadmap. You encourage her to put precise words to what she truly wants, to project herself into a desirable future, and to take responsibility for realizing her aspirations. Once the objectives are clearly established, the next step is to develop a concrete and detailed action plan. This involves breaking down the goal into smaller sub-goals and specific actions to be taken. It's somewhat akin to mapping the route to the chosen destination, anticipating the different stages and resources to be utilized. An effective action plan typically includes the following elements: tasks to be accomplished, formulated specifically and concretely. For example, sign up for a yoga class, buy a meditation cushion, block a slot in my schedule for my morning practice. The necessary resources, whether they be material, human, financial, or temporal. This can include a budget, materials, external support, dedicated time. A precise schedule with deadlines for each task. This aids in planning actions over time and maintaining a regular rhythm. Monitoring indicators that will measure the progress made and adjust the plan if necessary. For example, I record in my journal each day whether I practice my meditation or not. A flexibility clause, as an overly rigid plan can quickly become counterproductive. It's important to remain open to surprises and demonstrate flexibility in executing the plan. By guiding your client in the development of her action plan, you help her structure her approach, initiate movement, and anchor her practice in the realities of her daily life. You provide a reassuring and stimulating framework for her to unfold her potential and achieve her goals step by step. Defining objectives and drafting an action plan is a subtle art requiring clarity, creativity, and adaptability. As a practitioner, your role is to ask the right questions, stimulate thought, and encourage exploration of possibilities. You are there to help your client find her own answers, align her actions with her deep-seated aspirations, and celebrate each milestone achieved. Don't hesitate to use visual tools such as a timeline, vision board, or mind map to materialize the objectives and action plan. You might also suggest that your client create a commitment ritual to symbolically mark her transition to action, such as writing her objectives on beautiful paper, sharing them with a trusted individual, or gifting herself a meaningful object. Keep in mind that defining objectives and an action plan isn't an end in itself, but the beginning of a vibrant and evolving process. Your role is to accompany your client with kindness and discernment throughout this journey, helping her adjust her path based on her learnings and new perspectives. By incorporating this art of objective definition and planning into your practice of divine feminine healing, you offer your clients a powerful catalyst for transformation. You invite them to become actors in their own lives, align their actions with their deep being, and unfold their full potential in service of their own fulfillment and that of the world. Here is a summary of the key takeaways from this text on defining objectives and developing an action plan. Key takeaways: Defining objectives and an action plan is crucial for clarifying direction, structuring an approach, and mobilizing the necessary resources for achieving desired results. Objectives should be SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This makes them clear, precise, realistic, and motivating. The action plan breaks down the goal into sub-goals and concrete actions. It specifies the tasks, necessary resources, schedule, monitoring indicators, and includes a flexibility clause. The practitioner's role is to guide the client through this process by asking questions, provoking thought, encouraging exploration of possibilities, and accompanying her over time with kindness and discernment. Visual tools, timelines, boards, mind maps, and commitment rituals can be used to materialize objectives and the action plan. Defining objectives and an action plan is the commencement of a vibrant and evolving process, which invites the client to become an active participant in her life, align her actions with her deep being, and unfold her full potential.